Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast, and more particularly, welcome to this new season of the podcast where we are getting back to the basic. And I'm so excited about this season. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I mean, it's been challenging in all kinds of ways, but God, in the midst of this crazy season, is bringing us back to the basic. It is time for us to clear away so much of the clutter of what we've made Christianity into and get back to what it essentially and foundationally is, and that is a relationship with a person. That is the basic. A journey, a conversational relationship with a person where we get to enjoy Jesus and become like Him and walk with Him, and that is the basic. And God is calling us back to the basic, and there's no better way to be called back there than to go at one of the biographies. And so we've chosen Luke's biography, and yesterday we looked at chapter 1, and today we're going to look at chapter 2. And we're going to begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through scripture and prayer and meditation and journaling, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day as God, by the power of Spirit, brings us back to the basic. And the good news is that we're going to get to re-see and reimagine and re-follow Jesus of Nazareth. And so the title of the podcast this morning as we look at Luke chapter 2 is Joy. And Luke makes joy a major theme in his gospel. And often this theme is not noticed. But this is where Luke starts. So before we get there, let me simply ask this question. Do we truly believe that following Jesus will bring great joy? And I mean when the rubber really, really meets the road. Like when we're in a marriage argument and we want to overpower and win, and we know that Jesus' advice is to listen and to love. I mean when the rubber really, really meets the road, when we want to return evil for evil, and we know that Jesus, our rabbi, is saying, you know what, return good for evil and trust me that that will bring joy. I mean when we want to reach for control, and Jesus is saying, no, trust me, it's going to be okay. I mean when the rubber really, really meets the road, do we truly believe, and this is the question, let's let it press for a minute, do we truly believe that following Jesus will bring not only joy, but great joy? And that is actually a very important question when it comes to following Jesus, because as I've said so many times, and I will probably say so many more times, the first century disciples did not follow Jesus because they were afraid if they didn't, something bad would happen to them in the afterlife. They followed him because they had never seen somebody so joyful, somebody so irresistible, somebody so amazing, and they deduced that they would be foolish not to follow him and put his words into practice, because they discovered that following this rabbi would lead to great joy. And that is the gospel. That is the euangelion. Now, as we get to Luke chapter 2, and remember, his story is only beginning. We've only looked at the prologue and how Luke carefully investigated and talked to eyewitnesses and created an orderly account or a story so that we could see and experience Jesus by the power of the Spirit. Then we get to Luke chapter 2, and it's the story of the birth of Jesus. And I want to read beginning in verse 9. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will be a cause for great joy for all of the people. Because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the King, and he is the Lord." And so this is the story that Luke uses to just set the stage for the emergence of Jesus of Nazareth, the King and the Lord. And notice Luke says, I bring you good news that will lead to great joy. Now, I think in some ways we're a little bit confused on what this good news is, this euangelion is. And it seems that according to Luke, this good news is that we get to partner or participate in what God is doing in his world by following Jesus of Nazareth. I'm going to say that one more time because I feel like it's so important. The good news of the gospel is that we get to partner with what God is doing within his world as we follow Jesus of Nazareth. And that good news will lead to great joy. But that is the question. And that's the question that this story in this biography is posing. And I don't want to short circuit the argument. I don't want to try to convince you, oh yeah, absolutely, there's no question about that. It leads to great joy. Just believe it. This is just true. Because Luke doesn't do that. What Luke does is he lays down that idea, that central idea, that the euangelion of partnering with God by following Jesus leads to great joy. And then his story continues. And we're going to see Jesus. And we're going to see Jesus calling people to a new view of marriage, calling people to a new view of holiness, calling people to return good for evil, calling people to trust instead of control, calling people to put generosity first, even before self-preservation, calling people in every moment and in every relationship to follow this rabbi, this teacher, Jesus. And again, the good news is that we now, by the power of the Spirit, can partner in what God is doing within his world. And that, according to Luke, which we'll have to discover as we go along, is the only route to great joy. Luke's saying something has begun and someone has begun it. And so implicit in this story is that our route, if we follow, if you will, Caesar as Lord, or if we follow ourselves as Lord, if we win in marriage, if self-preservation is first, if returning evil for evil is our strategy, if we're choosing control over trust, Luke is saying you will discover that that route will lead to grief. But there's good news. There's euangelion. There's another route. There's another way. It is the road less traveled, which Luke will cover in just a bit, but it's the only route that leads to joy. And so what I want to do is I want to say yes to the invitation of Jesus. I want us to say yes to the invitation of Jesus because Jesus would say to people, follow me. Seek to put my words into practice. Take my advice. Take on my strategy for life, and you will discover that the euangelion, partnering with God as we follow Jesus, is the only route that leads to great joy. Now, my prayer time, my time of meditation this morning is going to be simply giving a new yes to Jesus. Maybe even covering how I've gone my own way or chosen my own route, and it has not led to joy, but rather grief and control and a whole bunch of other symptoms. And so my time with Jesus today is going to be about, yes, I trust that your route and your way leads to great joy. And I say a new yes. I say a new yes to following you. So I would invite you into that kind of prayer time this morning. And let it be a conversation and then just continues throughout the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.